You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, after a 13-day winning streak here on the NBA Prop Bet Show, I knew a regression was coming and I was going to cool off, and I've done so. The good news so far is I've avoided the 0-7, 1-6 type day. Last time out, I went 3-4, and if I'm going to have a losing day, 3-4 is my favorite number because at least you don't give away a ton of units. So let's recap the losing card for last Thursday. Tried to shake it up at the top. I normally go my absolute best bet to the under. I went to the over this time with Josh Giddey. The over 9.5 didn't work for me. He only scored 2 points. My unders went 2-1. I had Brandon Pominski under the 10.5. He scored 2, so I cashed that ticket. I had Jalen Brunson under the 30.5. He was held to 27, so I got to cash that ticket. I lost on Colin Sexton under the 17.5. He mustered up 19 to beat me. My overs went 1-2. I cash on Jalen Suggs over the 10.5. He scored 15. I lose on Nick Claxton over the 11.5. He scored just 5. Then Damian Lillard, it doesn't matter what I do with him, I lose. If I bet the under, he goes over. If I bet the over, he goes under. I bet the over 23.5. He scored 17, and I lose the ticket. So that's the past. We'll try to get back on the winning track here on Monday. And I start with my absolute best bet. It's Kawhi Leonard of the Clippers under 26.5 points at Milwaukee at the minus 120. So the Bucks rank 6th defending the position. They rank 6th defending the 3 and rank 12th in field goal percentage allowed. Leonard is averaging 24.2 points per game of the season, 24.8 points per game since the All-Star break. He's had 6 consecutive games going over 20 points, including 27 and 32 in his last 2 games. Attempts have been running hot of late. Hoping he shares the rock a little bit more tonight. Leonard had a prop bet of 23.5 against Minnesota yesterday. He had a prop bet of 24.5 on Friday against Washington. 26.5 just seems a little bit much to me. So let's go under here on Kawhi Leonard of the Clippers under the 26.5 points at the minus 120. Next up on the card, it's DeAndre Ayton of the Portland Trail Blazers under 16.5 points at Minnesota at the minus 110. So the Timberwolves rank 4th defending the position. They rank number 1 in points allowed, number 1 in field goal percentage allowed. Ayton is questionable for this one with a hand injury tonight. Ayton is averaging 14.3 points per game of the season. He's averaging 11.1 points per game in the month of February, or did average 17.1 points per game in the month of February. Ayton last played on the 27th of February, scoring 12 points in 19 minutes before leaving with an injury. Tossed that game out, and he's actually gone over this number in 10 of 12 games, so he can make a strong case to the over. He played back-to-back games against Minnesota last month. Game number 1, 32 minutes, 11 of 12 shooting, 22 points. Came back the next night, game 2, 20 minutes, 1 of 5 shooting, 2 points. So mixed results there. When in doubt, when it involves the Timberwolves, bet the under. I'm on DeAndre Ayton of the Blazers, under the 16.5 points at the minus 110. Next up on the card, it's LeBron James of the Lakers, under 25.5 points against Oklahoma City at the minus 120. So the Thunder ranks 7th defending the position. They rank 3rd in field goal percentage allowed. They rank 13th in points allowed. James is questionable with an ankle injury tonight, so we'll see if he goes. He's averaging 25.3 points per game of the season, 27.1 points per game of the month of February, and 29.8 points per game since the All-Star break. 3 games against the Thunder already this season. Game number 1, 35 minutes, 7 of 12 shooting, 21 points. Game number 2, 37 minutes, 13 of 20 shooting, 40 points. I don't want to see that tonight. Game number 3, 39 minutes, 12 of 20 shooting, 25 points. So 2 unders and 1 over. James has gone over in five consecutive games. 40,000 points is finally done, so let's hope his attempts decrease a little bit back to the season averages. Let's go under on King James, under the 25.5 points at the minus 120. And my final under on the card is Cameron Johnson of the Brooklyn Nets, under 15.5 points against Memphis at the minus 105. So the Grizzlies rank 15th defending the position. They rank 10th in points allowed. They rank 16th in field goal percentage allowed. Mid-pack type numbers. Johnson is averaging 13.8 points per game of the season, 14.8 points per game since the All-Star break. One game against Memphis this year, 25 minutes, 5 of 9 shooting, 12 points. Johnson shot well above normal in his last two games, both against Atlanta. That explains it. Johnson went over in both of those after going under the number in 7 consecutive games prior to that. So I see more downside than upside. So you know where I'm going. It's Cameron Johnson of the Nets under the 15.5 points at the minus 105.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up on the card, we go to the overs, and we start with Tyus Jones of the Washington Wizards over the 10.5 points at Utah, even money here at the plus 100. So the Jazz ranked 27th defending the position. They ranked 29th defending the three, and they ranked 26th in points allowed. Excuse me. Wow, I have not done that in a while. Jones is averaging 12.1 points per game on the season, only 7.5 points per game since the All-Star break. Jones has gone under in 4 of 5 games after going over in 7 straight. Attempts have been down. Shooting percentage has been terrible. One game against Utah this year, 34 minutes, 5 of 12 shooting, 12 points. I'll take that again. Let's go over on Tyus Jones of the Wizards over the 10.5 points at a plus 100. This is what I get for eating almonds before doing a podcast. I apologize. I don't have a drop button and I don't edit the podcast. So you had to hear me choke on an almond there. Here we go. Next over, it's Tyler Hendricks of the Utah Jazz over the 9.5 points against Washington at the minus 111. So the Wizards ranked 30th defending the position. They ranked 30th in points allowed. They ranked 29th in field goal percentage allowed. And I guess they ranked 29th defending the glass. All nice numbers to the over. 5.7 points per game on the season for Hendricks. That's not good, but he became a starter since the All-Star break, and he's averaging 9.4 points per game. Given the Wizards' metrics and now the increased minutes for Hendricks, let's cheer for points here. I'll go Tyler Hendricks of the Jazz over the 9.5 points at the minus 111. Then the final prop on the card here for me, it's Lugans Dort of the Oklahoma City Thunder over the 10.5 points at the LA Lakers at the minus 107. So the Lakers ranked 26th defending the position. They ranked 20th in points allowed. They ranked 20th defending the three, and they ranked 30th defending the glass. Dort is averaging 10.7 points per game of the season, 11.3 points per game since the All-Star break. 3 games against the Lakers this year. Game number 1, 28 minutes, 5 of 9 shooting, 12 points to the over. Game number 2, 30 minutes, 3 of 9 shooting, 9 points. That one went under. Game number 3, 29 minutes, 4 of 9 shooting, 11 points again to the over. So 12, 9, and 11, and I'm betting a 10.5 tonight. So this might be sweaty, but let's make it 3 of 4 to the over. Let's go Dort of the Thunder over the 10.5 points at the minus 107. So let's recap my card for a Monday. My absolute best bet, which actually needs to win for once, It's Kawhi Leonard of the Clippers under the 26.5 points at the minus 120. I'm on DeAndre Ayton of the Blazers under the 16.5 points at the minus 110. I'm on LeBron James of the Lakers under the 25.5 points at the minus 120. I have Cameron Johnson of the Nets under 15.5 points at the minus 105. My overs, I'm on Tyus Jones of the Wizards over 10.5 points, even money, at the plus 100. I'm on Tyler Hendricks of the Jazz over the 9.5 points at the minus 111. I'm on Lugans Dort of the Thunder over the 10.5 points at the minus 107. So that's my prop card for a Monday. Enjoy the games, and as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money, have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.